Next dealing, first of all.
Feeling good. Feeling good. Oh, looking forward to this weekend.
Was that just kind of a quick, wake up? Or I mean, I know you stayed in the game, but that's got to hurt a little bit.
I think any time you're playing a game in the National Football League, you're going to have your bumps and bruises and some things take an extra day, and some take longer, some take less. So, you just got to kind of monitor it and move on.
So it wasn't that bad?
I'm practicing today again, so I'm looking forward to the game this weekend. So,
Wes, Antrell Roll was pretty outspoken about his confidence in covering you, basically saying, "I can handle anything," and all sorts of other stuff. I'm wondering, have you seen any of the comments, and are you interested in some confidence like that coming from the Giants secondary?
I'm really not too worried about it. Just trying to study him up on film and get ready for him, and make sure I do everything possible to be successful on Sunday. And really, that's where my focus is, and not worried about too much else.
You don't enjoy that a little bit, hearing a guy chat like that before the game and then kind of see what happens?
I mean, really, I could care less either way whether he did or didn't. So I'm just, focusing on the game and really, I think at this point you hear it all and things like that. So you just don't worry about it. You just move on and get ready for the game.
What kind of adjustments have you seen teams make over the last couple of weeks, Cowboys, Steelers, on your passing game, on the perimeter, on guys like you?
There's been a lot more man coverage and guys getting in your face and grabbing and doing whatever they need to do and at the same time you gotta understand that and do business as business being done and be physical and get open and that's what it comes down to.
What is the fine line between fighting through it and getting frustrated, not getting overly frustrated, taking you out of your game, your routes?
I think you understand. They're pros too. They get paid. They're gonna win some, and you're gonna win some. So you just gotta keep on fighting and keep on playing hard and understand when you get your opportunity to make a big play, go make it.
Wes, can you talk about the importance of early separation, considering how good their pass rush is?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they're one of the best pass rushers around. So, they definitely getting open with quickness and making sure that we can't try and tire those guys out as much as possible is going to help us.
Do you think they'll try and jam you up, especially considering the neck injury? Not so much not to injure you, but just to shake you up and try and take you off your game a little bit?
I don't know. We'll see how it all plays out, but whatever they do, hopefully I've put the preparation in and be ready for it and be ready to go on Sunday.
How much would getting the ball deep, Tom getting the ball deep to Taylor, Chad, whoever, help you out?
I've actually gotten the ball deep a few times this year too, so I don't think you can just take me out of the equation either. So I think anytime you get the ball deep to anybody, it's going to help out the passing game. And so, we'll just see how it all plays out and what we can do on Sunday.